Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table with boys and girls and mommies and daddies and brothers and sisters and people all over the world. I'm sitting here glowing away with my wonderful candlelight surrounding everyone with my joy, my peace, my harmony, my love. As I traveled around the world, I talked to boys and girls and people everywhere. And they tell me the stories that they have experienced during the day. And I was talking with Frederica. Frederica is a very charming girl. She lives over in Lugano. And she's a very lovely little girl. She's, say, what is she, 9 already? Yes, she's 9. Mm-hmm. And Frederica goes to school, and she has brothers and sisters, and a mother and father, and she has a cat. And her cat is kind of a feisty little cat. And as I was visiting with Frederica the other day, sitting on her candle table and beaming love around her, I heard Frederica say, "Mommy, I want my cat." And the mother said, "Frederica, it's time for bed now. You just let your cat alone." "No, I want my cat." "Frederica, you let Cuddly alone." "But Mommy, it's my cat and I want my cat." "Now, Frederica, if you persist in asking for your cat, you know the rule in this house that the cat is on the floor, not on the bed." "But Mommy." "Frederica, you know the rule." "Now, Frederica, rules are made by the family so that we can all work together harmoniously. And that's just one of those things." "But Mommy." Well, Frederica did not know that mother, too, had a cat when she was a little girl. And so finally, mother told Frederica about the cat that she had when she was a little girl. This was a beautiful Angora cat. Oh, such a glorious white Angora cat, so brilliant. The hair was just all so fluffy and so gorgeous. And this cat's name was Cuddly, too. And Cuddly liked to lay up on the bed. And Cuddly laid on the bed for a long time with mother when she was a little girl. And mother grew up, as mothers do, before their mothers. And lo and behold, she got married. And she still had her cuddly cat, who was getting along in years now, but she still had the cuddly cat. Now the cuddly cat always slept next to mommy. And the cuddly cat was always there on the bed. Well, when she got married, her husband said, "Must we have that cat in this bed?" And he wasn't raised with having a cat around him. And he thought, "No, we shouldn't have that cat in this bed. This, sweetheart, you and I, not the cat." Well, he knew that she loved the cat very much. And so the husband had to do something about it. And the husband said, "All right, I will take care of this." He said that to himself. So every day, he thought, how could I make this into a very wonderful situation where Cuddly now has her own bed on the floor? And the more he thought about it, the more wonderful ideas came along to him. And he thought, he knew how much his wife adored that cuddly old cat who was getting way on in years. Who knew how long that cat was going to live? But the husband treated the cat as though the cat were going to live forever. And he went down into his carpenter shop in the basement of the house, and he built that cat a bed. He built that cat a bed that was so gorgeous and so beautiful, just the size for Cuddly. It had a roof over it. It had curtains hanging down the side. It had little play balls inside of it on strings. Now, Cuddly wasn't much for that anymore, but she remembered when she was, and seeing them there made her happy. Now, Cuddly didn't want to get into that bed. She thought that was a very nice bed, and she'd get in it whenever Mom and Dad were not in their bed. But whenever Mom went to bed, Cuddly jumped up on the bed. Well, one evening, Cuddly said, "Mom, I can't make it. I can't make it." And Mom says, "What? I can't jump up on the bed. Come on now." And Cuddly could not jump up on the bed any longer. And so Cuddly started going into her special bed. And after a while, she became so delighted with her special bed, she no longer wanted to jump into her mother's bed. And as time went by, Cuddly passed away, and other cats came along, and they all used Cuddly's bed because it was so beautiful and so wonderful, and Cuddly was filled with her love, and all the other cats that came to live in her mother's house lived in that bed. Well, when Francesca came along, and she had her Cuddly, she said, "But my Cuddly is not old. My Cuddly is a young cat." And then one day, Cuddly was out playing in the yard, and she hurt her paw. And her paw swelled up something fierce. And Francesca says, "I surround you with my pure white light of love. I surround you with my pure white light of love. Your home perfect, your home perfect, your home perfect." And it took Cuddly a while to get back in shape, but she couldn't jump up on the bed. And so she ended up sleeping in her predecessor's very special bed. And she began to like that very special bed because it had nice vibrations about it. And Francesca would put little tidbits in the bed so that Cuddly would have something to eat and something to play with. And it wasn't long before Cuddly no longer jumped on the bed. And Mother had her desire. And Francesca knew that Cuddly was happy there in her own little house. You see, getting things to happen doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be tough and we have to be autocratic about it and we have to say this must be done. But it's a matter of saying, "Hey, it's okay. Cuddly is a good guy." Cuddly had, who knows what Cuddly was, a boy or a girl, but Cuddly was a good guy. And Francesca was so happy that Cuddly liked her home and that Mother was happy. This can be so with each one of us too. As we listen to Mommy and Daddy, sometimes they have good reasons for things, and sometimes we'll never know the reason, and it doesn't really matter. But Francesca was happy, and that's what mattered. Whoops, here comes Mr. Sandman. Whoops, hi, Mr. Sandman, what are you up to? "Same old thing, same old, same old." "What do you mean, same old, same old? I'm a pixie dust kicker." "A pixie dust kicker? I never heard you call yourself a pixie dust kicker before, Mr. Sandman." "What's that all about?" "Well, I kick pixie dust. I pick it out of my little bag here, and I sprinkle it all over everybody. I kick it over everybody. And pretty soon everybody's sound asleep, dreaming happy, wonderful dreams." "Oh, Mr. Sandman, you're wonderful." "Ah, thanks, Mr. Candle. Coming from you, that's very nice. Well, boys and girls, cuddle in there now. Before you fall sound asleep, give your mommy and daddy a big hug and a big snuggle and say, 'I love you, I love you, I love you.' And off you go to dreamland and have wonderful dreams." and I'll see you another time. Now know that I love you. I love you. I love you.